Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour for us. Still plenty to get into. Get to the biggest story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes. Braves with a nice comeback win last night over the Mets. Game two of the series tonight, Max Scherzer versus Charlie Morton. That'll be a fun one. Game three of the NBA Finals tonight as well between the Nuggets and the Heat. We had PJ Carlissimo on the show back in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll play you his answer to your question about whether or not it's as simple as just let Jokic score, like everyone's saying, about the key to beating the Nuggets. We'll let you hear that. We'll get into what we expect from tonight's game as well. Coming up at 1:40, the AMA, as always. Any question, any topic. Phone lines, text us, tweet us. We'll answer our questions the best we can to wrap things up.
You thought I was laughing at me.
I did. Yeah. It's still a bit jarring sometimes. They show the new Braves broadcast crew on television. That's not Chip Carey.
Chris Paul was on the pivot, and it had me thinking about something because he was talking about how the kids at his baby girl school make fun of her or make fun of him to her. And I'm just thinking, like, what the hell are you, baby? Your daddy's Chris Paul. Yeah. His daddy probably some rich-ass dentist or something.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Your dad the best dentist?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell are you picking at? And I
for what? Because he, like, didn't win a championship or something?
Yeah, that's the reason why. Hmm. And so I think about this sometimes because, like, sometimes Samson's friends will be over. They're like, Samson said you were on Madden. I said, I was on Madden. Well, your rating was so-and-so. I was like, and I was wrong for it. I didn't give a damn because he got on my nerves. I said, well, I was betting your damn daddy. You know
what?
Yeah, I told him that.
Is this kid's dad a football player?
No,
or just a guy.
He's a guy. I said, I've been to your damn daddy.
How old is this kid?
He's about 8.
8-year-old kid.
About 8. Yeah, he's just irritated because he irritated me because it's like because you know Samson he's a sports fan.
Sure.
He's proud of his daddy. Yeah. Loves his dad. Loves to show off and everything. And I tell him all the time, you don't got to do all that stuff. He's gonna do it. So yeah, look what came over. Yeah, Samson said you were on Madden. I said, okay, I was. Well, I looked it up. You weren't. He didn't say I wasn't good. He said you were only A. And I was like,
but yeah, you knew what he was saying.
Yeah, I was like, well, it's better your damn daddy. I said it just like that in that tone, and she came around the corner, baby. What? Y'all ass out here go swimming. But I don't know what that just struck a nerve right there. That little boy said, see, like. Your damn daddy, you know, because I knew what he was trying to get at. And of course. And the year was, I was like an 80-something, which I'm like, I don't know Madden ratings.
We looked it up 1 year. You were like the fourth-rated tight end. It's pretty damn good.
Is considered an elite player.
Yeah, there was one like Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates were the guys ranked in front of
him. I was like an 80 or something. But, yeah, I told his little bitty ass.
Better than your damn daddy.
Yep. Just like that.
That's incredible.
You gotta go somewhere, man. Yeah, come in here trying to flex, trying to pick on somebody. That's what I thought when I thought about, like, these kids are picking at
Chris Paul's daughter.
Yeah. Because he can't win the championship when your damn daddy cleans plaque for a living. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta go somewhere.
How many championship rings does he have?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure he got a bunch of glass awards and stuff on the wall, glass
plaques. My dad has $500 million in salary
in
the NFL.
We don't gotta work. I bet your daddy still gotta pull teeth. I mean, I'd be going back, so I'd be cutting the asses up if I was little Miss Chris Paul's daughter. Like, for real, like, you really gonna come at me? My dad is a professional, world-famous professional athlete.
What can you really say?
And your daddy, what can you actually say?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Now, that's how you have to answer it, though. You have to answer it like you answered it.
Yeah.
Because I bet that kid's not going to talk about Madden ratings at your house anymore.
Never has again.
Has he, like, come back?
Yeah. Huh?
Does he come back over?
Oh, no, he ain't lying.
Yeah,
miles.
I feel like that kind of ended that.
He ain't lying. I ain't like him in the first place.
Obviously.
You know, yeah, I ain't like him in the first place because his mama was rude.
And because his dad sucked at football.
Yeah, he did.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Present, absolutely. Ozuna down the left field line. Fair ball, and we're tied at 5.
It was actually tied at 4, but that's okay. Courtesy of Bally Sports last night, Ozuna ties it up at 4. The Braves are able to add a couple more runs as the game goes on, and they were down 4-1 in the third inning of that baseball game when Pete Alonso said, throw it again. Grant McCauley pointed this out to us when we had him on in the noon hour. I didn't realize this.
Yeah,
the Mets got one more hit after that.
Yes.
So Bryce Elder locked back in. The bullpen was really
– Throw it again.
Throw it again. Now, I will say this, just in sort of being fair to the entirety of the story, Pete Alonso damn near got Iglesias in the ninth.
Damn sure did, dog.
Because that ball was about that far foul.
And who all said damn?
Damn.
Who all said, I know I did. When I heard that damn ball, I said, damn.
Oh, we got him. Yeah, because that's the thing. If you say throw it again and then you hit another home run, then you win the battle. But he didn't, and the Braves won the game, and Iglesias was able to strike him out, which was nice. Sort of got the last laugh in that at bat. Jesse Chavez was really good. AJ Minter, now 4 appearances in a row where he's looked really good.
Yes.
The Braves were able to get game one of the series last night against the Mets. A little bit of a rain delay. Game didn't start till after 9 o'clock last night.
Can we not call it a rain delay? Can we just call it a delay? Because it didn't rain.
Yeah. Just a potential weather delay.
You know what? Because I was outside doing something. No, we were out to dinner. That's when we were out to dinner. And I got the text. He was like, the cloud thing. I was like, what the hell is Bo talking about?
It did rain.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It rained pretty heavy.
Before the game.
Before the game.
And then the 5 o'clock hour.
Like, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Right. Okay. Because when I saw the text, I was like, well, they were sitting there like, ain't no damn rain, so why are they not playing? And then so now you see that because Andy said it was a damn monsoon. Andy stays literally 2 miles from the stadium. So, but yet, I understand the Bryce Taylor don't want to waste one. Because didn't that happen earlier this year that one of our starting pitchers pitched? Rain delay, and then he had to go back in.
Could
go back in.
Well, and then remember the first game of the year against the Mets, the game got called after 5 innings because it was a monsoon in New York. There was a couple of years ago the Braves had a game in Washington, and they delayed the game for hours, and it never rained, and everyone always makes fun of that. Unfortunately, now the Braves did the same thing, so I guess we can't really make fun of the Nationals for it anymore.
Didn't they postpone that game?
That game might have actually been postponed.
They never even played it, and it
rained? Never rained. It is weird, though, and I don't know if other people that live in the area of the stadium have this experience, but, like, we live pretty close to the ballpark. It'll be pouring down rain at the stadium, and it'll be a delay, and there'll be not a drop at our house.
As always.
Yesterday was the opposite. It poured for hours at my house. I mean, it was, like, sideways rain at one point. And I turn on the TV, and they're still waiting, and there's no rain at the stadium.
Yeah.
I understand we're not next door, so it's not like it's one block over, but it's pretty close for there to be that different of weather.
Robbie just reminded me that they actually had delayed the game for lightning as well.
Oh that's probably what it was, because there was a lot of lightning.
And there
it
is.
I did read a couple years ago, because remember it was like when they first opened the stadium, it seemed like once a week there was a rain delay.
Damn sure did.
Well, they built the stadium – partially because of all the cement, I guess that affects the pressure, microclimate, something or other, rain shadow. It's like a metro rain shadow where they built the stadium. So it actually rains more at Truist than it does where Turner was or other parts of the city.
I've never heard that before.
They built the stadium in the rainiest part of the city.
Oh. So, Smyrna, you live in the rainiest part of the city?
Yeah.
Smyrna.
So, which is nice. I don't have to water my grass.
Technically, where is the stadium? It's in Smyrna, right?
I think, Truist. Well,
is
no.
Is that –
technically, it's in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It has an Atlanta address. Now, I don't know how they did that because nothing else over there does.
They just redrew the border.
Yeah, they changed the line.
The area, I believe, is formerly Cumberland.
Oh. Okay.
And that was like its own distinction?
Well, before the stadium was there, that area, I think, was inside Cumberland.
Okay. Because ours is Smyrna. Like, it says Smyrna on our address. But if you go like two blocks that way, it's Atlanta.
And then two blocks that way is Vinings.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Right there in a little hodgepodge of cities.
Yeah, there's a bunch of. I think we're actually technically, if you really want to get technical about it and just basically tell everyone where I live, unincorporated Cobb County. We're not technically Smyrna. Yeah, which is why we have to get different garbage.
Oh.
Yeah. Sucks. We got to go to like an independent garbage
People. Do you clean your garbage can? The one that goes to the street?
What do you mean?
Like clean it out?
No.
Okay, let's check it. Okay. Because mine is always outside. I keep mine outside. Yesterday I pulled it in. I was like, oh, damn. Somebody
ours
died
is outside.
Up in there.
Yeah, it does get.
Yeah. But like I go, one time I went and helped Ms. Libby take her garbage out. They keep theirs in the garage.
Oh, okay.
And theirs is immaculate.
I'm sure it is.
I'm like, damn. Do y'all wash your trash can out? Maybe I should do that.
But why? It's a garbage can.
That's what I'm saying.
That is a sign of you starting to become your parents.
What do you mean?
That was just one of those funny progressive
commercials. You don't have to clean your garbage. That was a progressive commercial.
Yeah, he also had his name and address on it.
So one time my wife got like some whatever spray out and cleaned off the top of it.
Right.
Because it got like dirty or dusty or something. And I was like,
what are you doing?
Why would you do that? She's like, I don't know, it was dirty. I was like, it's a garbage can.
I'm with you.
We just put garbage in it.
I'm so with you. I took your advice too. I put the rug in there. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, did it fit?
Yeah, it did.
We got a 30-foot dumpster in the front of our house right now. So we're just cleaning stuff out. I put a chair in there yesterday. From under the house got thrown in there.
Take advantage of it because you got it to what, Friday?
We might extend. We're getting greedy with the fence guy now. The fence guy started working. And we're like, you know what else? We probably need some other stuff fixed around here. So I had to ask him if he could stay a little longer. So,
you doubling down?
Doubling down on the fence guy. All right. One other big thing to mention here. Two things. First of all, Arthur Smith, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, is going to be on with Dukes and Bell this afternoon for an entire hour from 5 to 6. They're broadcasting live from Flowery Branch today, so they're going to have the coach on from 5 to 6. Unfortunately, bad news from up there earlier today. Avery Williams, Falcons special teams guru, is going to be out for the entire season. Hurt his knee, non-contact injury on Friday at practice. ACL,
yes.
Right? So
yes.
He's going to have surgery tomorrow. And he's going to be out for the entire season, which just sucks. You hate to hear anybody getting injured ever is terrible, but at an OTA non-contact situation, it's just the worst.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Because he's a good player, man. He's a good player. He's a punt returner. We know how fearless you have to do to be that. He ain't the biggest guy in the world, but I mean they did a good job. Because you remember last year, Bunk, when we were getting ready for training camp, and they were like, oh, they're moving Avery to running back. Everybody was like, oh, my God. I was like, okay, pump the brakes. He's just going to get a couple throws in here.
It's a position distinction.
That's all.
They're just clearing up a spot in the DB
room. That's all they're doing. Yeah. But,
but he touched the ball a little bit.
He touched the ball a little bit. Was it New Orleans that he scored that nice touchdown?
Yeah.
I think it was. And then, so, obviously, you look in-house. I don't know who's going to be the in-house guy. I think I look at CP as more of a kick returner than a punt returner. So, there might be somebody out there on the streets that they might go look for.
Well, Scotty Miller?
He's
pretty fast.
Yeah, but you got to be fearless back there.
Yeah, that's true.
Did he return punts before?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure, but I don't know. He's got all the
characteristics.
He's got the characteristics of a punt returner.
The characteristics.
He
got trash hands, though.
Oh, he does? Oh, that's not what you want for your punt returner. That's not the characteristics we were talking about. We're talking about the gritty ones.
Yes.
It hit me again that you asked that little kid, told that little kid you're better than his dad.
Yeah. You wait, dog, anytime.
Better than your damn daddy.
Anytime you could flex on a kid that's trying to flex on your kid, dude, you always say it. Like, basically what you're trying to do is you jealous because Samson talks about his dad a lot playing football.
And you're trying to be disrespectful,
in my house.
Yeah.
So I'd have never, ever passed up a time to flex on one of them little, you know what. Never. You know what? Because you know why? Because you're just a hater, dog. Don't get mad at me because you just sit on your daddy's lap looking at me.
Randy will fight the elderly, and he'll flex on a kid.
Damn sure will.
Doesn't matter how old you are.
Hey.
You can get it, too.
Words right out your mouth. You can get it, too.
All right, we'll come back. NBA Finals Game 3 is tonight. PJ Carlissimo was on with us earlier in the show. He had a good answer on how you actually stop Jokic. So we'll get there next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Andy and Randy.
Middays, 11 till 2.
Oh, you guys are making some noise.
Oh, there it is.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
20 minutes away from the AMA here to wrap things up on a hump day Wednesday. Any question, any topic? Phone lines will be open. Text us or tweet us as well. Dukes and Bell broadcasting live from Flowery Branch today from 2 to 7, where head coach Arthur Smith will join them for the entire 5 o'clock hour. A whole hour with
whole
Arthur Smith?
Hour. Yeah, that should be a lot of fun right there.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Because Arthur Smith is funnier than people know. Mm-hmm. But he has a very quirky personality.
Very dry,
and all that.
Dry, sarcastic. Humor.
So, yeah, so that should be fun with him and Mike going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because Mike's going to ask the tough question. Mm-hmm. Mike's going to ask him, how good is Desmond Ridder or something like that? And Arthur, you know, it's really good.
That's surface narrative.
Surface narrative.
Yeah, it's a surface narrative.
I love that part. Surface narrative.
We are seeing folks tweeting from up there as well as they're practicing. Now, today, I guess you're not allowed to do pictures or video. Some days you can, some days you can't. I don't really know what the media policy is on all that. But according to various Falcons reporters, Bijan Robinson looks really good in their red zone drills. So,
he's a problem.
That number seven is a problem.
Number seven is a problem.
Yep.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think
for the other teams.
Yeah, I think he will. But he's too damn good of a. I mean, he's just one of those just always been good. You know, high school. You just can watch him.
Here's the thing.
Not everybody who was good in college is good in pro. I understand that.
Of course.
But yeah.
Of course. But he's a guy that even last year, like, you know, I'm sure everyone who talked about college football in the country did this. I'm not trying to like say we're special or anything, but whenever we would talk about just sort of games every weekend that we were looking forward to or Texas or whatever, we talked about Bijan quite a bit.
Yes.
Like and continuously referenced him as he's one of the best 10 players in college football.
Yes.
He's a guy that can go out and win you a game. And if you happen to get a chance to watch him play, you saw that. You saw him do it. Now you're going to get a chance to see him play every Sunday for the Falcons, which is great. All right. Before we jump into some NBA playoff conversation, the big news of today is that it sounds like Lionel Messi is going to come to MLS.
Yes.
He's going to be a part of the Inter-Miami team. Yeah. Now, I don't know when that's going to be.
Mike Conte's tweeted something out, basically. I got to find his Twitter, but it sounded like he was going to be back because his contract's up June 30th.
Okay.
Over there with PSG.
So a couple weeks.
For a couple weeks. And so it sounded like he might be here in late July.
Okay.
But I think it's similar.
So they got a game here on July 16th. Okay. And I saw people tweeting out pictures already of the tickets. The ticket prices are through the roof already.
It says, this is Mike. It said, if reports are accurate, Messi will join Miami for Leagues Cup. The first MLS team he will face would be Atlanta United in South Florida.
There you go.
On July 25th.
Oh, okay, that's July 25th. Yes. Okay. Then the game against Atlanta United would be a little bit later in the season. Yeah. But again, like
you said, people are already tweeting out their tickets.
Ticket prices are through the roof for all Inter-Miami games for the remainder of the season.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, the ones that he would qualify to play in.
Okay.
Which is why you do it in the first place.
Hell yeah.
And here's the thing about it. You were kind of reading this earlier, and I had read a little bit about it as well, about how all this sort of came to be like 15 years ago with what they did with David Beckham. Like, the MLS didn't really have the money to bring David Beckham over.
Right.
So they changed a bunch of rules, gave him a crazy contract, gave him revenue sharing, and essentially a handshake deal that when he retired, he would have first dibs on an expansion team. So all that happened, and he owns Miami now. David Beckham owns Inter Miami. And because of that, here we are, fast forward to them being able to find other ways, because Messi's not just coming for a contract.
No.
He's also getting revenue sharing from Apple TV,
which broadcasts
the games.
Yes.
He's getting revenue sharing from Adidas, who he's sponsored by and has been a face of for years and years. They do all the jerseys for all the teams. And he's obviously going to be getting whatever they're going to be paying him from a DP player spot down there in Miami. This is a big-time business deal.
What's that number, you think? For just the deep hit, his salary.
$50 million. I don't know. $30 million. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start with guessing for what that would be. But whatever he wants, basically, he probably gets a stake in the team, whatever. Maybe he gets to be an owner someday of another, whatever he wants. Like, there's nothing that's off the table as it relates to Messi coming to Miami.
I agree with that.
Sounds like Tata Martino might be joining
him. Yeah, which is crazy. So now he got another guy that can service Joseph, and that'd be, you know.
Probably score a couple of his own goals as well.
Yeah, because he's very damn good. But,
if Joseph is even on the field.
If Joseph's on the field. Hey, man, that's missing key right there, man. Ta-ta.
Well, it was here.
It was here. Yeah, that's all I would say. It was here. It was here. But, that's the thing about it, about this whole, about the Miami, you know, that franchise, about the soccer, is that the demographic down there in South Florida, you know, as far as all the different nationalities and everything, they're trying to make it so big, you know, to a point where they're going to probably get, you know, a new stadium and all. I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it.
This will help.
Yes, no doubt about it. Because it was like they needed a star there in Miami, you know, because you look at it, where did most start? They want to go out to LA or somewhere, or New York maybe. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they needed that down there in that Miami market. Because it wasn't doing as well as people thought it was. And now you got this dude. Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. It's a huge deal. I mean, it's not unprecedented because of what we just talked about, but it is in some ways because of what the contract is going to look like. And, yeah, man, now if you are a fan of his, which many people are, you get a chance to see him come to your town at some point. Like, he'll play in Atlanta a couple times a year. That's awesome. All right, let's talk some NBA playoffs here. We had PJ Carlissimo on the show earlier on in the 11 o'clock hour. If you want to hear the entire interview, be available on the Andy and Randy podcast page or fast forward a few minutes into the hour one portion of the podcast as well. Here is his answer when Randy asked him about people just saying, all you got to do is make Jokic a scorer and it's that easy.
They're not letting him score. What happens with Jokic, he's so smart. He realizes, like, it's a night when we're struggling to score. Other guys aren't. You know, Michael Porter is, as I said, 3-for-17. KCP's having an off night. Jamal, by his standards, is playing okay. He's not playing great. I mean, you know, it's the guy scoring 30 points against the Lakers every time he turns around, having these monster fourth quarters. Nikola does what he needs to do. He's much more comfortable just distributing the ball, getting open guys' shots and things happening. But Aaron Gordon didn't have the mismatches that he had in game one because of starting Kevin Love and having a bigger, stronger guy against him. Their other players didn't shoot the ball as well as they did. So Nikola just goes, look, I got to shoot the ball more tonight. That's usually a bad sign for Denver. You know, he's much happier. I mean, he doesn't mind scoring, don't get me wrong, but he's much happier scoring 25 or 30 and getting double-digit assists and getting double-digit rebounds. Well, he got the double-digit rebounds, but he couldn't get the double-digit assists because he wasn't getting enough help. So they could pack it in, and they could say, God, let these other guys shoot. They're not putting the ball in the basket. So I don't think it was as much intentional as it was. They did a very good job, Miami, defending the other players, be it Michael Porter, be it Jamal Murray, KCP, whoever it was. And the truth was, Nikola just didn't have as much help as he's had in game one and has had in most of the playoff games.
Yeah, that's the reality of the answer. It's not, they just want Jokic to be a scorer and that's how you beat him. Mm-hmm. I understand there's the stat of when he scores 40 plus, they're 0-3 in the playoffs. There's a game, if there's a possibility he scores 40 tonight and they win.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
If guys make shots, it's also a nice change up to have. If my inclination is to try to get my teammates involved and go for a 25-point triple double, that if that's not working, I can just go into scorer mode and score a bunch of points. They also lost by three.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they were right there,
yep,
at the end of that basketball game. I thought one of the most interesting things that PJ Carlissimo said about the way that game went and why it went the way that it went was Miami was able to do what they wanted defensively because they were making shots.
Yes.
And they could get back and set up defensively. When you go back and look at when Denver really went on their runs, it started with Miami missing.
Mm-hmm.
Miami misses shots. They can get out and move before they set up, whether it's in their zone or however they want to play. And then you could sort of, with that freewheeling offense that they like to run, they can get in some of those easy buckets. That's the key. They played terrible perimeter defense, Denver did. If they're going to win a game, if they're going to win the game tonight, they got to play better defensively.
That's something. I go back to something that Coach Nate, when he used to be on with us, Nate Mellon, when he would always talk about getting the ball out the net quick.
Mm-hmm.
And because before you can set up the defense, and what Miami doesn't have wasted moments doing that. Once they score, they automatically snap into, if they're going to, you know, press the ball and then get back in their zone. And something that Coach said that I was like, why didn't I think of that, was the fact is that when you're up, because I was wondering why the zone gives you, because you're taking a lot of time off the clock, you know, and that's the, and when is an NBA player usually rush? When it's shot clock's going down. So you're in there, and so by the time you get across half court and you get two past the damn shot clock's at 12. And so we got to, okay, let's rush something like that. What Miami does is that Miami plays until the end of the shot clock. You know what I mean? They don't play it until it's 7 seconds and back off and give you a good shot. They play, and that's what they did last game. They played the whole 24 seconds. And so when you're playing the whole 24 seconds, when you already get across half court, your first pass and you get it back is 14 seconds,
mm-hmm,
you're going to rush.
And you do that enough times in a row,
yes,
clock runs out and you win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what was so crazy about the second half, most specifically the third quarter of that game. It felt like nothing happened. And that's what Miami wants. Like, Miami wants it to feel like it's grinding to a halt and it's this half-court slog of a fight. Now, Miami also came out in the fourth quarter and made, like, 9 of their first 10 shots and scored 30 points in 8 minutes and asserted themselves offensively in a way that we hadn't seen them since at times in the Boston series. But, like, that's what Miami wants. Miami wants you to have to fight them in the half court.
Yeah.
Because they know they can out-execute you in the half court.
Yeah, they want to be in that back alley with the switchblades, Andy. Switchblades, chains, and poles. That's what they want to do. They want to be like the Warriors. Clink, clink, Warriors. Oh, Nuggets, come out and play.
That's exactly what
they
want.
That's what they want to do.
Have you ever seen that movie, by the way?
I have never seen it.
That's a weird-ass movie.
Is it? I've never.
Yeah.
I've seen bits.
That's
pieces.
A cool moment.
Never
the
seen
cling,
it,
cling, cling,
yeah,
and, like, Diddy did it and Bad Boy,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That's a weird,
yeah,
movie.
Never seen it, but I've seen that clip right there.
Yep.
Warriors,
great clip.
Come out
famous
and play.
Famous clip. Everybody remembers
it. Right.
That movie War is weird.
Okay.
A weird 70s, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just weird. A lot of leather, a lot of, like, innuendo.
Oh,
you
really?
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
weird stuff.
I watch that.
It has nothing to do with the game tonight, but
who you think?
It'll
who,
go a long way to winning this series who wins the game tonight.
Who you
I
got?
Think Denver's going to win tonight because,
okay,
I think Denver's going to win the series.
Okay.
And I'm not backing off that.
Right.
But at some point, Miami's just going to make me shut up.
I like Miami tonight.
Stop picking us. Stop picking against us I did in every series they've played except the Knicks series.
I like Miami tonight.
There's no reason not
There's
to.
No reason not
There's
to.
No reason not to.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, they're just going to – you're going to make us realize they're here for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, because, hell, you think about – they ran out their own building by the Hawks in the play-in.
Yeah.
What the hell beat out of them? They look like crap, and then they win. They barely beat the damn Bulls to get in.
Yeah.
And then it just go on its run.
They did the fourth quarter numbers for the Miami Heat.
They're like plus
they're
92
plus
or something.
90.
Yeah, plus 90.
In the playoffs. They're
yeah.
pretty average. I think they're minus 11 in the third quarter,
yes.
right around even first and second quarter. They grind you down, and then they beat you in the fourth.
Yes.
It's crazy. I'm still picking Denver, though.
Okay.
Because I'm an idiot. We'll come back and we'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, phone lines, text us, tweet us, phone number is 404-726-0929. Again, another reminder, Dukes and Bell going to be up at Flowery Branch today doing their show from 2 to 7. Arthur Smith, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, going to be on with them from 5 to 6. So for a whole hour with the head coach. So don't go anywhere for the next 5 hours and 18 minutes. Then stay around after that, too.
He's got Chuck Reed. Yeah, Chuck Reed leads you up to United.
Yeah, we got you covered all night long. Jay Money is in Athens.
What's happening, fellas?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
I'm good. I just got a question. Would you rather have somebody falsely accuse you of something or somebody steal $50,000 from you?
Falsely accused. If they falsely accused, they might end up in jail.
Yeah. Can I prove I'm innocent?
Yeah. That's my thing. Like, what do you falsely accuse me of?
Right. Yeah. That's an important context. Yeah. And also, again, do I have an alibi? Do I have an ability to make sure that you know, because people get falsely accused of stuff all the time.
And they are still sitting in jail.
They are.
You know what I'm saying?
Or other people are just like, nope, that's not true.
That's not true.
And here's how I prove that that's not true. And,
right.
Or sometimes it takes a while to prove it. Like, I don't want to go to court.
Yeah, you know how I feel about a damn thief.
Even if I prove in court that I'm not guilty, I don't want to go to court. That sounds terrible.
You said something, though. Like, Andy, you took my burrito out of the refrigerator.
No, I didn't.
There you go.
Hell no, I didn't.
Got burrito crumbs on your chin.
Yeah, I got burrito sauce on my cheek.
Yeah,
that sounds like a much better scenario still, though.
Lower stakes for sure. Yeah, it depends on what you're being accused of and whether or not you could prove that you did it or not. A place I used to work at, a different radio station I used to work at, one of the producers brought some homemade lasagna in a Tupperware his wife had made the night before, had it in the fridge. Somebody ate it.
Yep.
Somebody got in there and there were witnesses that saw who ate it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that ate it was on another radio station. He was a host that made somewhere between $700,000 and $800,000 a year. Producers don't make that much money.
Right.
So it was a whole big thing. But the guy just denied it. He never admitted. People were like, we saw you do it,
right,
man. You took it, you warmed it up, and you ate it in front of people.
Do you remember
and
when
he's like, nope, wasn't me.
Never did it. Before the pandemic, when this whole floor was full of people and everything, and that was a thing. People were
stealing.
Yeah, people were stealing stuff out of refrigerators.
Yeah, people would steal Mike Conti's Diet Coke on a bi-weekly basis.
Yeah, they would actually.
Which is like, come on, man. Like, but 50 grand. I don't have 50 grand for you to steal, so I don't know. Joke would be on you. That would be the $50,000 that I owe the federal government for student loans. So, joke's on you. Now you got to pay them. I wish that's how it worked. All right. Ryan's in South Florida. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, just so you know, y'all are nationwide, man. I'm still listening. I just moved here less than a year ago, and I'm still listening to y'all every day.
Where are you?
The town I live in is called Hope Sound. It's about 20 miles north of Jupiter.
Oh, okay. You're down in Florida.
Great.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate
right.
you, brother.
So I'll tell you, I'm still laughing when I heard Brandy say he'd give Betty White them RPMs.
Yeah.
So is my takeaway. That's my takeaway of the year.
Yeah, I was doing some yard work the other day, and like that just crossed my mind, and I started laughing. I was like, "This man said RPMs."
I'm still laughing about it, man. Like, I guess to make a question out of it, what's y'all's takeaway of the year thus far?
Ooh, oh man,
man. I mean, I had a pretty good one earlier when Randy told that kid he was better than his dad at football.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Oh man.
I mean, Abe has one at least twice a week.
Hey, most of them are off the cuff.
On the off the cuff podcast. He had one today. Ugh. Honestly, like, just if you want to hear Abe talk about being pretty good at using a lasso.
Yes.
When he was a kid.
Pretty good at using the damn lasso.
But when he said, Abe's last week on the off the cuff podcast, when he said he went to the Little Mermaid and he was singing along to the songs in his head.
Yes. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty damn good. That was too damn good.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's probably mine.
No, when he said that he was this couple was coming from a hockey game to come watch a show with him that they already watched.
Yeah, when Abe told us he was the polyamorous third in a couple.
Yes.
That was pretty interesting.
Yes.
Unknown unknown fan in Atlanta?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, we got you.
Yep. I still know your name, so it's hard to say hi.
Oh, that's okay. I go by the Unknown Fan from Atlanta.
Oh.
And you guys have a dynamic show. I listen every day.
Thank you.
First time I was able to get through on the line.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want to put something out there, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to your listeners and let them chime in on it because I don't want to put you guys on the spot. But I'm going to lay out there what's wrong with the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to do this in a speedy fashion. 3 or 4 years ago, Matt Ryan was in his last 2 years of his contract. Atlanta Falcons had to pick, and NFL owners are out there for two things, to win championships and generate revenues. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields was on the board. Atlanta didn't pick him. Mm-hmm. What did Justin Fields do? He rushed for 1,000 yards on the worst offensive line in the NFL. Justin Fields could have came to Atlanta, been an understudy for Matt Ryan for the first year, the second year on Matt Ryan's last year, because he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He could have passed the baton his second year. All right, let's go to the next year. Remember, you always pick by need and revenues. Brady Jarrett is the only guy on that defensive front that you account for when you do a game plan. He's getting double-teamed, triple-teamed, and chipped on every play. Jordan Davis was on the board. A guy 6 foot three, 300-some pounds, could run a 4.7 40. He could have raised half.
Okay.
Oh, man, I think the phone dropped.
Okay, all right.
I think the call dropped.
We
did we pay our phone bill? Again, I don't know the guy's name, but I do appreciate the phone call.
I just saw some other. The MLS is drunk right now. They're just like my man just said, Real Salt Lake, they're signing Colombian forward Chico Arango.
Uh-huh.
I guess for some money. So Messi's bringing for a whole bunch of money because it said that it's a record-setting signing. So everybody's trying to go get players now. Messi's coming. Hell, who else? Who's next?
Now, that is the great part about stuff like this is other teams have to answer with something interesting.
You know who's in Miami right now?
Who?
Neymar.
Neymar?
He's hanging out with Jimmy Butler.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, come on, Atlanta.
Yeah.
They're about to have a DP spot as soon as Araujo goes away.
Neymar's down to Miami. I just saw that.
All right. I'd love to watch Neymar. That's a fun guy to watch. Let's start that rumor. Neymar to Atlanta. All right. Start it up. Do you want to – or no? Okay. Aaron is in Kennesaw. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Better than Zion.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so I actually met you guys when you were up in Kennesaw at the Hooters, and I was wearing the orange Tennessee shirt as I was going to the bathroom, and Randy booed me as I was going to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, you were sitting right across the bus. That's right.
Yeah, I remember you. I remember you, Aaron. How are you?
So my question is, what do you have against Tennessee in the orange, Randy? Like, what's going on?
It's nothing. It's just Tennessee. I was telling the story when we played y'all this year.
Thank you, Aaron.
When we played y'all this year, when we played Tennessee this year, and I was getting my kid ready for school and everything, and he had an orange shirt. And he was like, I'm not wearing orange today, Dad. It's Tennessee week. And he's 9 years old. And so that's the reason. It ain't nothing personal. You're probably a nice gentleman. I do remember you, but, it's nothing personal.
Yeah, I mean, look, you played football at Georgia.
Yeah, I have nothing personal. I don't have anything personal against any team. No, even the team across the street, it's not personal against them. It's just, I went to Georgia.
Just fan stuff.
Yeah, just fan stuff.
That's the way that goes.
Yeah.
You had some pretty good games against Tennessee.
I should did.
Pretty famous performance.
But no, that's all, brother.
The way he led into that story,
yes.
He sounded like he was about to reveal something. He was like, I met you guys at Hooters, and Randy followed me into the bathroom. Yeah, he's like, oh, God.
He said, I went to the bathroom.
What
I was
happened?
Like, hold on, Pippin. It ain't that type of party.
No way. No, that's not what happened.
It ain't that type of party.
Do we have time for a social media one? Or we probably do. Maybe. One of them. We got one. Just put Bo on the spot. Ran out of phone calls. That unknown fan guy, he had lots to say.
There's nothing wrong with being an unknown fan, sir. And we appreciate you trying to lay all that out, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'd like to keep
this is a fast segment.
It's a fast segment.
But
man.
I do appreciate Andy, the compliment.
What's the highest rim you could dunk on?
Right now? Oh, man. I don't know.
I think you get 9.
I don't know.
9.5?
You can't get 9?
Definitely not 9.5.
Okay. Eight and,
we could. We
eight
could,
and a quarter?
Nine, I could give it a shot.
I'll tell you what. The goal at my house is adjustable. We're having a party next month for my birthday. I'll lower it down so you can get it.
Yeah, all
but,
right.
But I'm going to have the camera set up.
Nope.
No, listen to me. It's going to be like it's candid. Like, you remember, like, it's going to be like you're just walking around.
Yeah, but you just told me. Like, I don't want any video evidence of this.
My wife can doctor it. So make it like it's 10 feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do want video evidence of this.
That's what I'm saying. I know somebody listens to us in Jupiter, but nobody listening outside your mama and your brother and them out in Seattle.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there we go.
Then I could finally prove to them.
Yes.
The athleticism showed up at 38.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we can do that, though. Like,
You got your heel fixed, and now you're soaring, baby.
Yeah, my heel's feeling good, by the way. Those insoles and that all-natural medicine that doctor gave me.
All-natural medicine?
Yeah, I don't know. I went to, like, I didn't realize I went to a
holistic healer?
A holistic doctor, but I did. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
Do you know what you put in your body?
Yeah, I read about it.
Okay.
It's all vitamins and stuff. Okay. Anti-inflammatories. Some acid. I did like a minor ayahuasca trip like Aaron Rodgers. It's no big deal. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Andy in Seattle, they had a whole lot of rallies. And, and also my takeaway there is that the damn ape said that he was a damn lassoer.
Yeah, he was good lassoing when he was young.
Yes.
You'll have to find out why Abe would say something like that on the Off the Cuff podcast, available in about 10 minutes. My takeaway of the day is that Randy's better than that kid's dad at football.
Yes, his damn daddy.
His damn daddy.
The Jags' new stadium is too nice for Jacksonville. And your life lesson of the day from the midday show with Andy and Randy, never miss an opportunity to flex on a little kid.
Nope. Ever.
That's right. That's right. Ever. Randy McMichael was better than your damn daddy.
Yes.
Like you said, anytime you flex on a kid trying to flex on your kid, you don't pass that up.
No.
And, yeah, guys, like, apparently becoming proficient with a lasso is not a skill that should be talked about publicly. I didn't know that, man.
Well, hey.
Today years old.
Randy. It was just surprising.
It was just surprising, dog.
Just like almost everything you reveal.
Every damn thing he reveals.
It surprises me.
Every damn thing he reveals, it gets our reaction like, huh.
Huh.
If you download the Alpha Cuff podcast, can you find out what Abe was trying to lasso as a young lad?
Yeah, he did at one point say he tried to lasso his cat, and I let that one slide.
Hey.
He did say that.
Didn't try successfully.
Okay, that's weird. We'll come up back and see what Dukes of Bell have for you. They're in Flowery Branch. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.